This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
What happened? How did we lose each other on the way to the digital revolution? I'm Gloria Moraga. Welcome to One-on-One. This podcast is all about communications in the year 2019. As a communicator and creator, a producer of videos and content, I've been dazzled and amazed at the digital revolution. I embrace it all with all my heart. Why? Well, I was a 20-year-old spending more quarters than I care to remember playing Ms. Pac-Man at the 7-Eleven, trying to get the baby. You know what I'm talking about if you were a Ms. Pac-Man fan. I was a television reporter when we shot film. I have to say, learning how to edit with Adobe Premiere Pro was almost as important to me as learning how to read. Almost. All right, almost, almost. Our title, One-on-One, is tied to my career, or former career, as a television reporter. In TV journalism, a one-on-one is that big interview that you finally get after asking and asking and trying and trying. Got a one-on-one with this person or that person. It was June 1990. I got a one-on-one with Nelson Mandela, I screamed into the phone. Really? Well, not exactly. I screamed at him when he was getting off his plane. I asked him how he was feeling, because he fainted in New York after his ticker tape parade. This beautiful, strong soul spent 27 years in prison and he never stopped fighting for civil rights. Mr. Mandela, I screamed. How are you feeling? As a civil rights leader walked down the stairs of his plane. He walked over to me to answer the question. I was in front of dozens of reporters and their camera people, and they pushed me into the chain link fence, but I really didn't even care. He said he was feeling fine and looking forward to his Washington visit. He held my hand for a moment, and then he was gone. Technically, it may not have been a one-on-one, but it was to me. He looked at me. He responded to me. Our eyes locked for just a moment. How often does that happen to you? Answering for myself? Not enough. So here I am. Thrilled that I carry a computer in my back pocket or purse, a device so wonderful and powerful that it can communicate with someone on the other side of the world. And I can do that without even waiting to hear a response. Damn the response. Okay, I'd like a thumbs up. Please subscribe. I'm begging. Yes, I actually wrote that once on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or all of the above. And so the irony is not lost on me that we are communicating less and less when we are face to face. What's your favorite way to communicate? Face to face? Heart to heart? Or do you prefer Instagram? Texts, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitter, or do you still like good old Facebook? We are going to examine that question and more in this podcast in the coming weeks. I want to give you something as I do this work, this podcast. I plan on offering you my worst communication mistakes during my career. I effed up a lot, and I hope that by talking about it, it will help stop you from making the same damn mistakes. I have some doozies to share with you. I also care about many different issues we are facing: homelessness, mental health, drug addiction, and how those three problems are all tied together. Child abuse and human trafficking. Okay, let's stop talking about the damn wall and stop child hunger and abuse. This will not, however, be all about me. I've got guests lined up. I'm going to be talking about comms and digital comms and old-fashioned journalism. Please join me on this journey. One-on-one with me, Gloria Moraga, improving communication in the digital age. Please join me next week. One-on-one welcomes Dr. Barbara O'Connor, communications professor emeritus, a brilliant, gifted woman. Voiceover introduction provided by Joseph Garcia. The music provided by Ruje. Instrumental, Next Level by Serious Beats. Their YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/RujeTV.